At this time, I'll call the meeting to order and ask the clerk to please call the roll.
Board Member Fulmer?
Here.
Gladney? Iniguez?
Here.
Kyles?
Here.
Pianfetti?
Here.
Shannon?
Here.
Williams?
Present.
Beck?
Here.
Chairperson Finan?
And I will note that Chairperson Finan is out due to work-related issues, as well as other council members. We need a motion for approval of the minutes.
Town Board Chair Kyles, I move that we approve the minutes of the regular board meeting held December 5th, 2023, and the minutes of the special town board meeting held December 12th, 2023.
Second.
And is there any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed by same sign, the motion carries. Do we have any correspondence to place on file?
I have none, but I yield to the clerk.
We have none, Your Honor.
All right. With that being said, there's a summary of expenditures for November 24, 2023. Supervisor, do you have anything to add?
Nothing, Your Honor.
I move to approve and put on file the summary of expenditures for November of 2023.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed by same side. Motion carries. The next item on our agenda is the 2223 audit.
I move to approve and put on file the FY 2223 audit.
Second.
Town Supervisor, do you have anything to add?
No, I would like to thank staff from finance who helped put this together. This one was much more complicated than years past with all the grant funding we've had, as well as the Operation Stride. So there's a lot of heavy lifting that goes into this. It was presented fairly, I believe, is the appropriate term, and nothing found unremarkable. So, but thanks to them for the work they do.
Any town board questions or comments? Seeing none, any member of the audience like to address this item?
Chair. Chair, I'm sorry. We skipped item number 7 on the list. The township supervisor vacancy update. Isn't that right?
Oh, we got one more.
No, I don't. He asked for audience participation and comments. Are we still doing audit?
Oh no, we were talking about the
okay. Audit. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. My bad.
It's all good. It's all good. It's the first one of the year. All right. Please call the roll.
Board Member Fulmer.
Yes.
Iniguez.
Yes.
Kyles.
Yes.
Pianfetti.
Yes.
Shannon.
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Beck?
Yes.
Item is placed on file. Our next agenda item is an update regarding the township supervisor vacancy from our city attorney.
Thank you. So as you recall, the deadline for the applications to be submitted was January 8th, yesterday. And we have received 6 applications. And they are currently being reviewed just to check the residency requirement. The plan is to attach redacted copies of the applications with the town board agenda that will be published on Thursday or Friday of this week for the meeting on Tuesday the 16th. At the 16th meeting, we talked about the process before. I'll just briefly summarize what we spoke about. The town board meeting will take place after the regular city council meeting. So kind of flip-flopping the regular format. And each candidate that's eligible will be given a chance to make a brief statement about their qualifications. And then town board members can ask them specific interview questions. At the conclusion of that process, the town board can either at that same meeting nominate and select the replacement township supervisor, or push that off to a subsequent meeting January 23rd. Once the appointment has been made, we would have a subsequent meeting where we sort of figure out when the new person can start, what the effective date is. Once we had that figured out, we'd have a subsequent meeting wherein the town board would vote to accept the resignation of Andy Kornstrom. At the same meeting, vote, not vote, at that meeting, we would take the oath of office for the township supervisor, and that would be the effective start date for the replacement. So that is the process in a nutshell. I'd be happy to take any questions from town board members.
Any questions, comments, concerns? All right, seeing none, we are now at the portion for audience comment to general township business. If anyone would like to address the township, please step forward, state your name and city of residence, and limit your comments to 5 minutes. Seeing as there are audience participation, we're not any town board comments. Supervisor?
I have none, Your Honor.
Seeing none, our meeting is a special meeting of the town board on January 16th, 2024, followed by our regular town meeting on February 6th. We need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed by same sign, the motion carries. Thank you, as we do a quick switch. At this time, I will call to order the regular city council meeting of January 9th, 2024, and invite you all to join me in a moment of silence, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Will the clerk please call the roll?
Councilmember Fulmer?
Here.
Gladney? Aningas?
Here.
Pianfetti?
Here.
Shannon?
Here.
Williams?
Present.
Beck?
Here.
Deputy Mayor Kyles?
Here, and as mentioned, our mayor and council members are out due to personal matters. There's no special recognition. Approval of minutes.
Deputy Mayor Kyles, I move that we approve the minutes of December 5th, 2023 regular council meeting, December 5th, 2023 post-council study session, December 12th, 2023 special regular council meeting, and December 12th, 2023 regular study session.
Second.
Is there any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed by same sign. Motion carries. Clerk, do we have any correspondence?
We have none, Your Honor.
All right. So now, no public hearings. Will the clerk please call the first bill?
Council Bill 2024-001, a resolution adopting the City Council vision and goals for the 2023 to 2025 council term.
So moved.
Second.
This council bill adopts the City Council vision, guiding principles, goals, and key projects for the 2023 to 2025 City Council term. The City Council goals and key projects are used to set city priorities, direct work activities, and allocate city staff time and financial resources. Do council members have any technical questions? Any members from the audience like to comment on this? Seeing none, will the clerk please... Please call for a vote.
Councilmember Fulmer?
Yes.
Aningas?
Yes.
Pianfetti?
Yes.
Shannon?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Beck?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Kyles?
Yes. The council bill was approved 7-0. Will the clerk please call the next bill?
Council Bill 2024-002, an ordinance amending sections 9-157 and 22-10 of the Champaign Municipal Code 1985 as amended.
So moved.
Second.
Purpose of this council bill is to approve the adoption of the 2021 building codes used for new construction in the city of Champaign. These codes include the international building, existing residential, fire, mechanical, fuel, gas, and swimming pool and spa codes, the national electrical code in the state of Illinois, plumbing, energy conservation, accessibility codes. Additionally, local modifications of these codes recommended by the city's code review and appeals board are included in the proposed ordinance. Are there any technical questions? Any member of the audience like to comment on this bill? Council comment? Would a clerk please call the roll?
Councilmember Fulmer?
Yes.
Aningas?
Yes.
Pianfetti?
Yes.
Shannon?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Beck?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Kyles?
Yes. The council bill was approved 7-0. Will the clerk please call the next council bill?
Council Bill 2024-003, A resolution adopting a city council policy for city facility electricity purchases and codifying such policy.
So moved.
Second.
The purpose of this council bill is to adopt a city council policy for the purchase of electricity for city facilities from a retail electric supplier. Are there any technical questions? Any member of the audience like to comment on this? Council, comments? Would a clerk please call the roll?
Councilmember Fulmer?
Yes.
Meninges?
Yes.
Pianfetti?
Yes.
Shannon?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Beck?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Kyles?
Yes, the council bill was approved, 720.
Deputy Mayor Kyles, I move that we consolidate Bill Number 2024-004 and Council Bill Number 2024-005.
Second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, same sign. The ayes have it. The council bills are consolidated. Will the clerk please call the consolidated council bills?
Council Bill 2024-004. A resolution approving a professional services agreement with Brubaker and Associates Incorporated for the city's municipal electric aggregation program. Council Bill 2024-005, a resolution adopting a city council policy authorizing the city manager to enter into an agreement for the purchase of electricity for the city's municipal electric aggregation program.
These council bills authorize actions related to the city's municipal electric aggregation program. Specifically, the two council bills: one, authorize the city manager to execute an agreement with Brubaker and Associates Incorporated of Chesterfield, Missouri, in an amount not to exceed $42,000 to provide professional services to assist staff with purchasing electricity for the city's MEA program. Two, adopt a city policy authorizing the city manager to purchase electricity for the city's MEA program from a retail electric supplier if the bid meets certain selection criteria. Do council members have any technical questions? Any member of the audience like to comment on this? Comment from council? Would a clerk please call the roll?
Councilmember Fulmer?
Yes.
Meninges?
Yes.
Pianfetti?
Yes.
Shannon?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Beck?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Kyles?
Yes, this council bill was approved, 720. Will the clerk please call the next council bill?
Council Bill 2024-006, an ordinance amending sections 2-36, 2-37, 2-38, 2-39, 2-40, and 2-41 of the Champaign Municipal Code 1985 to provide for new city council election districts.
The purpose, sorry.
So moved.
Second.
The purpose of this council bill is to adopt a council district map approving new district boundaries in the city of Champaign. Do council members have any questions? Any members of the audience like to comment on this? Council? Councilmember Pianfetti.
I just wanted to thank the city attorney and Roger for the work that they did in preparing and re-preparing at our request to help accommodate the work that we wanted done in this effort. And it reflects, I believe, a good portion of what we wanted for the city. So thank you very much for the city staff's work on this. So thank you.
Any more comment? Just quick comment. I, too, would like to thank staff for all the work and the extra work, but I also like to thank the council for the teamwork that actually happened in this process. A lot of people don't realize that things that go, you know, in front of the scene, things that go on behind the scenes, but definitely the teamwork. They say the teamwork makes the dream work. So that being said, let's be a team and see what we do on this bill. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Councilmember Fulmer?
Yes.
Meninges?
Yes.
Pianfetti?
Yes.
Shannon?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Beck?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Kyles?
Yes. Council bill was approved 720. We are now at the time for audience participation. Now is the time to address the council, city council, on any issue. If you wish to address the council, please step forward and state your name and address. This is your opportunity to make a statement to the council as a whole. Please limit your comments to 5 minutes or less.
Okay. Good evening, Champaign City Council. My name is Nicholas Dale. I am a member of, or I'm a resident of the city of Champaign. I filed a misconduct complaint on Officer Douglas Bloom. I read through the misconduct complaint materials from a FOIA request, and I tried to report that I thought that my devices had been hacked or tampered with. And the way that he coded into the report was as if I am delusional that these things happen. Pegasus hack, zero click exploits, the CISA has an entire list of these vulnerabilities and things that happen. Apparently our Champaign Police Department don't have their act together and know how to take a criminal complaint. It's obstruction of justice, law enforcement misconduct, official misconduct. So here we had computer fraud. Then we have computer tampering. These are all illegal. Since the Champaign Police won't do anything about it, we have the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act, too, in the FBI Internet Crime Complaint Center. We have the Computer Crime and Intellectual Property section of the Criminal Division of the Department of Justice that we can also complain to. The United States Secret Service, they have their number. I found an email for them for reporting their misconduct, but I'm sure that they're going to forward it on to the proper person because they're required to by law. We have the CISA, which there's also ways to report cybercrime. Here we have the National White Collar Crime Center, open to public inspection, 2020-990 tax documentation, because they are a public charity. They have $9.6 million in their general revenue. I recommend training our officers because they don't know how to do anything about cybercrime. So then it leaves a person to go to a forensic expert. This is JurisPro, the same people that... an expert witness on this list is the same expert witness from the Amber Heard trial that discredited her. Illinois Supreme Court Rule 216, disingenuous evidence. Here we have SEEK. That's another expert witness directory. There's multiple of them. Let's look at some motives, why someone would want to hack me or my family. Well, my dad founded the company Lakeland Radiologists. This is from the Illinois Secretary of State Corporation search tool. In 1976, the old name was here. He changed the name to Lakeland Radiologist. Here is one of the articles of incorporation. This is available publicly now since we have a new Secretary of State. You see my dad, the old corporation's name. He was a registered agent. He's not one of the officers, but he did own the company. He sold it to Dr. Aldo Ruffalo in 2012. And Dr. Ruffalo declared bankruptcy in excess of $26 million. So all the financial paperwork went public for 2014. After my dad had sold it. Here's the contract from the bankruptcy court, the case number up there. 2,000 shares, one third of the company, over $1 million. He sold it on January 1st of 2012. Well, let's look at what that puts him as socioeconomically. Individual statistical tables by size of adjusted gross income. This is the IRS. Specifically, we're looking at the year 2012. This is the adjusted gross income table. If we look up here, I know this is probably pretty small. People can't read this, but you can look this up on the IRS. If you make $1 million or more per year, then you are 3 out of every 1,000 people. If you make $2 million or more a year, you're 1 in every 1,000 people. Only 392,000 individuals out of 330 million make that much per year. There's another thing from the IRS, personal wealth. 5.25 million, there's only 584,000 adults with that much of a net worth. Within 1 month of selling his company, Dr. Aldo Ruffalo separated it into a billing company and a healthcare company. A billing company and a service company. Well, 13.5 million for the service company and 2.1 million for the billing company. However, when my dad owned the company, it was servicing Provena Covenant Medical Center here in town and in Danville. And these financials are only reflective of Sarah Bush Lincoln and Mattoon and St. Anthony and Effingham. So the earnings were double, $30 million a year, more than the entire police department's salary. So this was the bankruptcy case for the Chapter 7. There was multiple bankruptcy things, but $26 million was discharged. I had people coming up to me saying that it was my family's fault that they weren't paid. There's like hundreds of names of creditors on this. No, I couldn't imagine why anyone would want to seek revenge on my family. I couldn't imagine why the police wouldn't want to take a case like this. I mean, there's prominent business people from this community on here. This is unacceptable. This is all public at the federal courthouse. I mean, there's dozens, page 10 of 33. It's unacceptable. And the police need to do something about it when someone comes to them about a cybercrime.
Thank you for your comment, sir. Is there anyone else that would like to address the council? Please step forward, state your name, place of residence.
Hi, City Council. My name is Chibu Asonye. I'm from the CU area, / I live in Champaign. And I've been following the new election district mapping stuff for the last couple of however long we've been doing it. And I wanted to thank the city attorney for making it really clear of taking public input and comment and making it seem like it's inside of the map. It was clear the one person, one vote. And I think that you all kind of did a good job. So I want to say thank you for not making it particularly cumbersome.
Thank you. Are any other members of the audience that would like to have comment? Seeing none, are there any council members who have any comments? So just want to welcome everyone to a great new year. A lot of great stuff is going to go on. I'm excited. As you could tell at the beginning, pumped. And I know that we have an amazing staff, we have amazing citizens, and look forward to what the amazing that's going to happen this year. Does the city manager have anything for council?
Thank you, Your Honor. Next week, January 16th, is a regular meeting of the city council. So first and third, we always do regular business. But ordinarily, when a council meeting lands on the same night as a township meeting, township goes first and then the city council meeting follows. Because next week will be interviews with your township supervisor candidates, we are going to reverse the order of the meetings. It's important for the public to know this too, if they're coming to make comments, that the city council meeting will precede the township meeting next week. And I just wanted to get that on the record so people are aware. And with that, it is going to be an amazing year. Amazing is your word, and I'm going to borrow it.
Praise the Lord. Vouchers. Thank you, City Manager.
Deputy Mayor Kiles, I move to approve the vendor payments in the amount of $4,388,403.17.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed by saying sign. Motion carries. Payroll.
Deputy Mayor Kiles, I move to approve the payroll of December 8th, 2023 in the amount of $2,341,659.86 and the payroll of December 22nd, 2023 in the amount of $2,167,877.69.
Any discussion?
Second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed by same sign. Motion carries. May I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed by same sign. We stand adjourned. Thank you all, and may you all have a blessed week.